investors are definitely relieved things weren't as bad as they could have been over the weekend. The Iranian strike on Israel felt more like a political message than anything else, and the fallout was well contained. At this point, there is every hope there will be a de-escalation in the conflict, and for now, this has helped to bolster sentiment as the week gets going. We've been seeing profit-taking on dollar longs after the buck had extended to fresh yearly highs against all of the major currencies and many risk-correlated currencies, and we've been seeing a run higher in U.S. equity futures. The interesting thing about all of this is that before there was any worry around conflict in the Middle East, there was already a lot of pressure on risk assets on account of stronger U.S. economic data, hotter inflation reads, and a notable shift in Fed policy expectations that had the Fed cutting less than two times in 2024, and the prospect of a June cut coming completely off the table. And so the question right now is if the market will quickly remember all of this, or if it will spend more time looking for relief from the weekend developments. Looking ahead, we get Canada manufacturing and wholesale sales, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire Manufacturing, business inventories, and NAHB housing. We also get some earnings out of the U.S. led by Goldman Sachs, along with some more central bank speak from various Fed, BOE, and ECB officials. That's all for now.